Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1388. We're learning today. L'nishmas Moshe Da'if B'mer Baran Zisel. L'nishmas Blima Basra Moshe L'Rafua Shalem R'Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our inyan of Hachana L'Chol, preparations for the week. Okay, I just want to read a little bit from the Sefer Lametes Malachas, like we always do in sort of. He doesn't really have an introduction per se, but he talks about what Hachana is all about, get a better understanding. In other words, how far, like we saw in the Mishabura, does it go? So he says like this on page 110. He says on page 110, in conjunction with the halachas of Hachana, he says, the Lamaisa, that Chazal forbade an extra effort of preparation, and he says even a minor preparation, during Shabbos or Yom Tov. We're not going to get into the Yom Tov part right now, but in general, it applies to Yom Tov also, right? So, but the Chazal forbade an extra effort preparation, even a minor one, during Shabbos or Yom Tov, on behalf of the following weekday, which would be even at night, right? At Motzei Shabbos and so on. Once Shabbos is over, if you're doing it for after Shabbos, then it qualifies as Hachana. So he continues on. This holds true even if the effort involves no malacha or rabbinic ordinance whatsoever, right? I didn't do any isurim over here, right? I didn't do anything that would be aser min haTorah, and I didn't do anything that would be aser midrabbanan. He continues on again on page 110. This iser, which is also midrabbanan, the iser itself of hachana, but in other words, the action I did, like we said, like we spoke about, I didn't actually do an iser, but it's the hachana itself, this action which is allowed to be done, but I'm doing it for a weekday, whereby if I would do it on Shabbos, usually it would be allowed to be done. But this iser midrabbanan called hachana, preparation, was meant, why? He brings down, was meant to preserve the serenity and restful character of Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, even though there's no iser per se, it was meant to preserve the serenity and the restfulness of Shabbos and of Yom Tov. Okay, so now he goes on to say, explains further on page 111, he says that Hachana is actually the subcategory of the general principle of Tircha, right? Tircha meaning that I'm doing something that's a, you know, whatever, it takes a little bit of effort and so on, which is a little bit of a separate thing. We're not going to get into that right now, but it's sort of like a subcategory, if you want to call it, if you want to say maybe like a tolda, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's a subcategory of the general principle of Tircha. Because to say it's tircha, it's hard to say. It's such you could even do a minor action and it would still be a problem. Hachana, this action of preparation for a weekday, is forbidden. Saka also because by definition, any effort, again, even a minor effort, like he brings down, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, not that he brings down, he brings it from the Mishnah Berurah, obviously, but any effort at all that one expends on Shabbos for the sake of post-Shabbos needs, in other words, for after Shabbos, constitutes a mild form of tircha. You know, to say it's tircha itself, you know, well, if I'm moving my couch, I'm rearranging my apartment, that's tircha. That's a real not tircha, meaning I'm exerting a lot of energy to do this, do that, whatever the case is. But over here, it's a mild form of exerting energy, because I'm doing just a mild thing, like we saw last time, the example of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm just simply taking a challah out of the oven. I mean, even that much, that's how small of a action could be a problem of hachana, preparation for the week, and is therefore also under the general concept of tircha. So it's sort of like runs under the guidelines of tircha. Okay, again, tircha meaning that exertion of energy and so on. Okay, although minor forms of tircha are permitted on Shabbos for Shabbos needs, which again we're not going to get into right now, when they are for post-Shabbos needs, they are not allowed. Now, okay, so to give an example, he just gives one example. One may not wash dishes, which again we're going to talk about. It's a very popular case, and it's something that comes up all the time, right? Obviously, washing dishes. One may not, and when we say washing dishes, I just want to explain. We're talking about a case in time where it's done with no isurim. I'm not using any hot water. I'm using cold water. I'm not using any hard soap. I'm using liquid soap, right? I'm not using a sponge. I'm using a brush that has bristles that are far apart. Right. Well, in other words, the bottom line is I'm not washing the dishes by doing any isurim. I'm not using a paper towel and squeezing it out. I'll wash the dishes with my hands. Fine. I'm using liquid soap. Fine. Right. I'm using cold water. Fine. So these are all various different ways of how one could wash a dish without being over one of the Lametes Malachas or even a Dirabbanan, on Shabbos, for example. So now it comes out. But why are you washing your dishes? I need it for Sunday. I need it for Motzei Shabbos. I'm having Malav Malka. Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem. So one may not wash dishes on Shabbos afternoon, for example, after Shalosh Seudos, right? We had our Shalosh Seudos. Shabbos is over in 2 hours. I have nothing to do. I'll wash the dishes. I'll do it in a case and time in a way that it's allowed to be done as far as the action itself. So if you do that, then you will know, they're no longer needed for Shabbos. It's over. I have no use for the dishes. That is running into an iser of hachana l'chol. Therefore, one would not be allowed to do that, even though they're going to come and say, well, what's wrong? I'm doing the dishes. I'm washing it a way that's halachically 100% kosher. But the fact that you're doing it for after Shabbos makes it that it's not allowed. Okay, so then he explains further, does the Sefer Lamtes Melachos, as explained earlier, effort or arrangement made on Shabbos for the sake of after Shabbos, post-Shabbos needs, detracts from the honor and restfulness of Shabbos. Therefore, any effort, even a mild bothersome effort, or even a mild effort, period, doesn't have to be so much bothersome, that is expended on Shabbos, or Yom Tov for the sake of a weekday, can come under this prohibition. Now, I just want to make it clear. I'm not getting into Yom Tov. I'm not talking about at all preparing one day Yom Tov for another. That's not what we're talking about. Now, we're talking about simple, I'm doing it for a weekday. That's what we're talking about now. We're trying to stick mostly to Shabbos. Yom Tov is, the halachas are a little bit, vary a little bit. Okay, so we're not, the fact that somebody say, oh, you said a weekday, so I'll prepare one day Yom Tov for the next. No, you can't do that either. But that's a separate set of halachas, so that's, I don't want to get into that right now. So just to continue, he says, so then for the sake of a weekday, can come under this comes under the prohibition of Hachana, even if the effort is a very lightweight activity and is completely unrelated to any Malacha at all, which is what we explained. Okay, he explains even further. Even a simple fact of a verbal expression sometimes that affects the halacha, a halachic condition for a post-Shabbos need, okay, may also be considered hachana, because even this is considered a sort of tircha or bother. If you want to call it a bother, he translates it for post-Shabbos needs. So one has to be careful in such an instance also. Just gives an example over here. We'll end off with this. Doing Hataras Nedarim, which is releasing a halachic vow. He brings down an example. Doing Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos is hachana. If somebody does it, not for Shabbos, but the words used by the Rav to release the Neder, right? Hataras Nedarim. Somebody took upon themselves a certain thing and they want to, you know, now they have time, so they'll go through this procedure which is called a Teres Nedarim. They release the vow, and it's a verbal expression, and it causes a halachic change. Would taka be usur if it's done for the following weekday? I don't need it now, I'm doing it for Sunday. So that would just be an example he brings down for whereby mamish a person is doing nothing. I'm just talking, right? I'm just using my mouth. That's how simple this thing could be. But yet it's for a weekday. I don't need it for Shabbos at all. So it is a problem of hachana liyom acher, preparation for a weekday. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.